Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea will be joining us shortly, and I'm very glad to have Michelle Fond on the program. She's the author of The Wheel of Healing with Ayurveda. Hello, Michelle.
Hi. How are you, Lisa?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
It's great to have you on. Now, I understand that when you were 28, you were diagnosed with cancer, and I'm so sorry to hear that. And that's when a friend introduced you to Ayurveda. So take us back to this time, and then let's go through it, because I think a lot of people have heard of it, but they might not know exactly what it is and what it can do.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So as you mentioned, when I was 28 years old, I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. And like any cancer diagnosis, it was extremely devastating. But also at 28, you don't often think of your own mortality. Mm. And so all throughout the process, I just kept asking the question, what causes cancer? What caused my cancer? And I knew inside of me that if I didn't find the answer to that question, that I would certainly get sick again. And so it really began my journey into my own healing process. And that's when I discovered Ayurveda, a 5,000-year-old medical system from India. And the reason why Ayurveda answered my question was that it takes you to the root cause of the problem, whereas traditional Western medicine really is more about getting rid of the symptoms and fixing things rather than really taking you to the root cause of why you got sick in the first place.
So what did cause your sickness, if you don't mind sharing?
So, yeah, you know, and in the book, I speak about the different areas of healing, including not only physical health, but emotional health, healing your past, relationship health, to give some examples. And honestly, I thought I was eating well at the time. You know, like any 28-year-old, on the weekends, I would party, I would drink, I would have a cigarette once in a while. And, but I, you know, during the week, I ate healthy, and it was kind of like this up and down yo-yo dieting. And I really had a greater look at my diet and said, you know, what am I not doing properly? And I changed that. I looked at my exercise regime. I looked at my spiritual health as far as, you know, infusing some meditation, but I also looked at my emotions, and a lot of people overlook that aspect. And, you know, I had to look at the relationships and some things that I was holding on to from the past. In the book, I speak about the chakras, and if you're not familiar with the chakras, I have a lot of good articles. I have links to those articles on my website, but, you know, the fifth chakra is the area of the throat, and I had thyroid cancer, and so I really studied on how to open up that area of the body energetically, and just dealing with a lot of different aspects of my health and my life and not looking at a single component.
I'm so glad you brought up the part about the emotional. My mother died in her 50s from ovarian cancer, and she ate well and exercised, but there was so much emotional baggage that she has, like a lot of us have. And there was just so many traumatic things that she had gone through, and I didn't feel like she had really dealt with. And I really think that can get you. It's really
absolutely
heartbreaking.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad,
and we really store our emotions in our body. So yeah, absolutely. You really have to look at that part.
Now, I've heard the words pitta and the other vata, and talk to us about the doshas and what do they tell you about a person, and how do you figure out which one you are?
Yeah, so there are three mind-body types in Ayurveda, and those mind-body types work with the five elements that exist on the earth and in the universe. Those five elements are space, air, fire, water, and earth. And based on those five elements, you have one of three mind-body types that are the principal mind-body types. And as you mentioned, those are Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. The Vata type is comprised primarily of space and air. Pitta is composed of fire and water, and Kapha is comprised of water and earth. Now, it doesn't mean that you don't have all five elements in your mind-body, which you do. You have to, because they exist everywhere. But you just have different proportions of the mind-body types. And that's really important to understand and detect, because not only can it help you detect imbalances, but it can also help you through diet, exercise, lifestyle. It can help you balance your mind, body, and spirit through the specific mind-body type. Because let's face it, not everybody reacts the same way. If you were to walk into a room with your best friend, you might be freezing while your best friend is sweating. So, and it's the same room, same temperature, but you have two different responses. And that's just a simple example. So yeah, and it's really useful, because not only can you detect your strengths in your mind-body type, but you can also detect your weaknesses. And if you detect your weaknesses, you can know how to correct them.
Now, I'm curious, does this have to do with how you feel with certain foods? For example, I tend to eat more paleo because grains make me tired. And my husband can eat whole grains till the cows come home and be full of energy. So it kind of reminded me of that analogy you just made about one person's hot, one person's cold. I'm really good with lots of fat and healthy protein and lots of fruits and vegetables, and he's better with, you know, lots of whole grains and more of a vegetarian type diet. So is that something? Would that,
yeah,
that make sense?
So, obviously, yes. According to your mind body type, certain foods are going to agree with you and others are not going to agree so much with you. So, and it's hard when you throw in a diet like paleo or vegetarian, because Ayurveda looks at food slightly differently. So it would give you, for example, if someone's doing a raw diet with all cold foods, there is a mind-body type that wouldn't be able to handle cold foods all the time. So the Vata type needs more warming foods, more oily foods, you know, with a little bit more fat in those foods. Whereas a Pitta type, which runs very hot all the time because of the fire element, they could do much better on a raw diet or with colder foods just to counteract that fiery element. So, yeah, there is something to say about that, definitely.
So once you figure it out and then you start eating accordingly, how quickly would you say I guess it depends how much you take it to heart and how much you mm-hmm. actually do it and practice and eat that way. Do you feel pretty different or?
Yeah, you know, what I've noticed when I started doing Ayurvedic lifestyle diet and specifically for my own mind body type called the dosha, when I would do it, when I find myself going out of balance, it really was rather quick. It was 2 to 3 days of doing the dosha-specific diet before you started to feel better, and I felt the symptoms were dissipating. And it's more about being in tune with who you are, and it's about applying it and just noticing when your body starts to go out of balance and bringing it back into balance.
Yeah, and right now, I mean, we're always on all the time, and there's so many demands, and so it's easy to get out of balance.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I think, you know, I'm preparing for an upcoming vacation and my mom's over with the kids and I'm sitting in the kitchen doing about 5,000 things, which I know better than that. Yeah. And I'm holding on to my head. She's like, "What's wrong?" I said, "I have a headache." And she said, "What's going on?" I said, "I'm just not slowing down. I'm doing too many things and I just need to take some time, slow down, go meditate. I'll be fine." So, it's really about paying attention to your health and really respecting the waves of nature. You know, our bodies are constantly in flux between rest and activity, and we tend to be all about activity and not really taking into account those periods of rest that we need even throughout the day.
You are so right. Andrea is really going to want to talk to you. Michelle, we're definitely having you back. People can learn more by checking you out at michellefondin.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at Michelle S. Fondin, F-O-N-D-I-N. I am Lisa Davis. You've been listening to Naturally Savvy on Radio MD. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD, also at NaturallySavvy.com. And definitely check out Michelle's book, The Wheel of Healing with Ayurveda. I can't wait to see if I'm a dosha, kapha, pitta, etc. And I think it's so important to learn about different types of medicines and keep an open mind and see if it can really help you and your family. So again, if you want to listen to more shows on Radio MD anytime, you can check them all out. You can listen at your convenience. You can also listen on iHeart Talk, which is fabulous. So again, thank you for listening and I hope you all stay well. And again, check out The Wheel of Healing with Ayurveda. And thanks again. I'm Lisa Davis.